Right, apparently, we're actually recording right now.
So this is our first post-COVID live podcast.
Yeah, it's very weird. I'm just walking around school doing this on my phone.
And I'm walking around a field with my dog.
Right. Right, so we're just talking about plans for the podcast, really, and what we're going to do, maybe some ideas, which we're very open to if anyone has any ideas. But there's some exciting stuff coming up this summer. Elliot, you've obviously got some exciting stuff going on personally.
Yeah, I'm moving house.
Yeah, nice. What about hockey-wise?
All right, yeah. Going to the Commonwealth Games with the senior Welsh women as part of Hockey Wales, which should be good fun. And then the European qualifiers after that. Up in Durham again, where we've got a chance to get into A Division Euros, which will be quite fun.
Excellent. So we can maybe have some involvement around that, have a little chat around it.
Well, I can basically just say every day about what I'm not understanding how to do and get the crowd to help me get through the day. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Always open to advice from the sideline.
Yes. Just, I need to perfect my art of looking busy.
Yeah, it's a good job I've got tickets, actually, so I can just sit there and tell you what you need to be doing. Seeing as I've been carrying you through the majority of your coaching. So.
Yeah, I haven't really, you know, when I do get interviewed, I will obviously tip the cap your way at some point.
Yeah. Right, well, there we go. So just checking how this works, see how easy it is using Anchor to record remotely with one of us in Scotland and one of us in Somerset. So,
I mean, that was quite nice here. How's it going up there?
Oh, it's very sunny today, amazingly. The sun does exist in Scotland.
How's the cricket there? Cricket season, hockey season actually finished for you? I don't know why I said cricket. How did the hockey season finish for you at school?
Yeah, it was all right actually, first sort of season. I would say on the whole, results weren't great, but that's not the most important thing, is it?
That's where you're based, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was just quite good to get going, really, with the programme here. Cricket season. I've been working with the first team. It's been the same sort of picture, really. I think everything post-COVID has required a lot of energy. It's a bit like putting a defibrillator onto something. So
coaching with a defibrillator or putting it onto the kids.
Well, I'm not going to reveal my methodology.
But, have you had a COVID hangover in year nine? We've had quite a big year eight and year nine has been quite a big, I think, largely affected.
Yeah, I think it's been very noticeable, actually, with girls, that because of the nature of term one, term two, and who plays hockey when, girls have had less of an impact of COVID than the boys have. So we're almost completely starting from scratch with some of the boys' hockey because of the impact of that sort of lockdown period, 2 years running. But there's also, I think there's been a real appetite for team sport, which at times I think culturally was maybe waning a little bit, but there seems to be a real hunger to get out there, be part of a team, you know, connect with people, be on buses, go to other fixtures. And I think there's an element of that social hangover.
Yeah.
So that's been great, actually.
I think what's been interesting on our side is that there's certainly some boys who maybe were like super keen, mad A-team sportsmen who have shifted their attention to being more social sportsmen, which is no bad thing at all. And it's quite nice that they have the confidence to do that in a way. And vice versa, I think there's some boys that have maybe gone away over lockdown and they really want to focus. So it's been a real dynamic shift almost.
Yeah. I think, you know, we spoke quite a lot, didn't we, in the lockdown about how the impact of COVID on your own views or our own views on coaching and maybe where our priorities were in our philosophy with sitting or was moving to as a consequence of lockdowns and the, you know, the need for that social interaction and sport. And I think inevitably that was going to happen with young participants as well.
So this year for you being the first year at school,
what are your stop start continues,
which I'm stealing from someone who worked with me this week, Alex. Thanks for that.
Start continues. Stop. I think just trying to
late nights.
No, I think try to keep a relative perspective, you know, and a nice balance of the relative importance of things, which I think can be really difficult in schools. You know, you're in a bubble. Continue. Well, obviously, I've had got a dog, so continue to be annoyed by my dog. But
there you go. That's we could do weekly podcast on the move whilst walking the dogs. There's your continue.
Yeah, I think it's just getting out and walking her and just, you know, that sort of more gentle side of life, which maybe I've not been good at doing previously. And start, I think start actually to really enjoy the environment around me. You know, I'm in a really lovely part of the world and I don't get out and do much, and enjoy, really embrace school life, fully embrace school life again.
And can we do the same for your, maybe your playing hockey career this season? How's that?
three games this season, all with incident, I would say. So the first one, I was persuaded by a colleague to turn up and play for the local third team, and I rock up, and he's been pulled up to the twos, and I'm there stranded on my own in this game, which was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life. We lost 20-1. The irony being, that week one of our girls' teams at school had lost like 12-0, and I was like, "How do you lose 12-0? I've never been in a game where it's like, you know, 12-0, and you're not just stopping things happening."
I bet the opposition coach was buzzing about himself that night, wasn't he?
Oh God, thank goodness. Yeah, so that was first game one, then I went to Grove Mingus Hill after Christmas to coach, you know, the big escape plan, which obviously went really badly because
they're really obviously quite a well-established club in Scotland.
Yeah, you know, they were in the EHL 3 years ago. Now Murray relegates them from the Scottish Premier Division. So that, I mean, they'd lost a load of players, and we went in there and I ended up playing two games because we were short on numbers. Game number one.
How short do you have to be on numbers to pull in Muzdog? After a 21-0 loss to playing with an ex-EHL team.
It was a 20-1 loss.
I'm sorry, apologies.
But come on. It was a great assist from me as well, that one. How desperate do you have to be? You need bare 11.
Freddie Burns-esque, that is, isn't it? There is a lot of players that go from lower league football straight into the Premier League, you know. That's pretty epic from you.
Max Kilman at Wolves. How desperate. We were very desperate. And first game, I played for Mingus Hill. We were away in Glasgow. And I got traffic lights in a 3-minute period.
Nice.
Which was great. So then I had a 3-match ban. And
almost can't write it, Murray.
No, I mean, I was making friends with the umpire. He just wasn't on the same wavelength as me, I would say. Come back from that, and again, we're desperate right at the end of the season. Again, away in Glasgow. And nice. I was playing at centre-back, ran to take a diagonal overhead on my backhand, ran into a player and did my ankle ligaments. So that was fun. Yeah, that was my season. Three games, all with notable disasters in them.
Yeah.
How about you?
Club-wise, we at Taunton Vale last season with them this year, after four and a bit of coaching them. they did really well. Like, it was all about us trying to push for that promotion. Ended up coming third or fourth, winning most games, but not getting over the line when it mattered in terms of playing Cardiff 2-1 up at home with 12 to play. Lost 3-2, even though they were down to 9 as well. Lost 3-2, so that was a good one. Took me a while to calm down after that. And then similar story at Bath, 2-1 up at half-time. We go down to 9, lose 3-2. And those are the sort of two big moments in the season that we were not prepared for, perhaps. And I think looking back, that was partly me as a coach not preparing them for those moments, which was quite frustrating. But playing-wise, I loved it. Played some twos games to start with, then ones games. Enjoyed myself, scored lots of goals. But not sure what'll happen next year now. I've got a new coach coming in, Greg. He works, used to work at the school I work at. Can't hear a word, I can't hear you at all, Murray.
No, I'm not saying anything, I'm listening.
No, I mean, I can only literally hear air, wind.
Oh, right. Okay, it's quite breezy out by the cricket pit.
Yeah. Yeah, so Greg's coming in, who works at school down in Somerset as well. Very good player, good coach. So I'm excited to see what he's going to come in and do. And then ironically, the team manager that started with me has decided to poke his head back up. Must be now I'm leaving, he's back in. And I think Greg will do a good job. So I'm just working out whether to play or whether to just play golf.
If you do play, are you going to be as much of a teacher's pet with the new coach as you were with me and Wadey at Alton?
Well, my concern is going to be that I'd be more of a social terrorist, and that's what I don't want. I want to make sure that Greg has got a fresh canvas and not a pain in the ass on his team. I mean, he's got a few pain in the asses, notably Ross and Co, the older boys. But no, I won't be a teacher's pet. I never was a teacher's pet. I just didn't understand either of you because both of you have like really Midlands accents at the time, and you know, it was a struggle.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have to bring us an apple for every training session, but I suppose you had to get in the team somehow, didn't you?
Yeah, not how bad was your, that was.
How was your second trip away to Durham?
Yeah, better than the first.
Yeah.
National League debut in Durham. Cheers, Greg. No, second trip to Durham was brilliant. That was my first proper, like, full long week camp away with them, apart from when I went to Italy before Christmas, but in terms of being in the role. And the girls were great.
Senior women, yeah.
The selection process, so it was a really tough camp for all of us, in the sense that I think as staff, it's probably something that you... players, it's really hard to explain to players, isn't it? It's never fun for a coach doing selection. It's like the most difficult part. But we had some great test series against Scotland, uncapped matches. Close in all three, really good games, actually. So it was good prep, yeah. So now we've got, had a camp 2 weeks ago, and then we've got EDP games this weekend. So we got the under-21s coming to Cardiff to play on the new pitch. Where we play two back-to-back matches. And then 2 weeks after that, we've got South Africa coming for a 3-day capped test series, which will be really exciting. There's ticketed events as well. So if you're interested, get down and have a watch. And then that sort of play last...
Other hockey matches are available.
Yeah, well, maybe not. But yeah. So we play the Tuesday and then we go into the village on the Saturday. So it's coming around quite quickly now. So it's now just about trying to put into place a lot of the stuff that we did in Durham. Working on some more themes last weekend and seeing where the girls are at in terms of playing EDP and playing South Africa. And then hopefully we're pushing for our best ever finish in the Commonwealth Games. So I know that's what Kev wants, to finish with a win in the tournament and a positional finish. For both
nice.
Squads.
Right, well, I'm getting blown away and I've got to go and do some cricket. So
quick hit,
yeah. We'll see. I'll tell you what, the bonus of it being windy today is there's no blooming midges. They've been a nightmare the last few weeks.
Midges.
Yeah, shut up. Right, I'm going to go anyway. We'll see how this virtual recording nonsense works. Apologies, everyone, for the windy, blowy nature of my side of the conversation. And also apologies for the hot air that's come out of Elliot's mouth. But
Good. Like that.
Yeah, thanks.
We are back, Murray. That's the worry.
That's a rumour. Right. Okay, well, cheerio, everyone. See you soon.
See you later.
Bye.